First in family. What's going on, y'all? We're just here, hanging out, doing the thing. We're a little flustered. Well, I'm a little flustered. Having some technical difficulties, not with anything with this live call for a change.
No.
But Coach Adam and I were working through some stuff that's still not been fully worked through.
So technical difficulties.
Yeah. So having one of those days, if you know what I'm saying.
I feel like it wouldn't be a normal day if there wasn't a system somewhere that didn't break down.
Yes. Yes. And today is a day because there was indeed a system that broke down. But that's okay, fam, because we're here. We're here kicking it live or kicking it with you on a replay, whichever the circumstances may be. But we're here and we're doing the thing. What thing? The fry.
Yay.
Q-ing.
A.
With Jay and.
A. I went to fill in the and today. I went to fill in the and. Guys, you never know. Sometimes he throws it in there and just slips it, and sometimes he takes a breath and waits
you
and
puts were, it in there. You were so close to getting a passing grade today.
I was so close.
You were so close.
Close enough is not.
That's not what we're aiming for. That's not what we're aiming for. But
I know what?
We're not going to. You only get so many chances.
We're not going to nitpick today.
I mean, a failure is a failure, right?
There
you just gonna have to go back, hit the drawing board, and come back to it. But we're here, fam.
You know
how we do. Q&A style. Roxy's here with a howdy.
Howdy.
An oversized howdy. I don't know why this thing is oversized, but that's okay. We can deal with that.
Yeah.
We'll be going through all kinds of technical difficulties today. And Eric's here with the good. Yes, sir.
Yes.
It is good. Good that we have the opportunity to fix difficult technology.
Well, and if it happens again, now we know, right? Good. We did get our first FBU on this call. For anybody, if this is somebody who's never been on the call, we apologize. We got a second FBU coming up. So
this could be the same FBU.
It could be.
We just don't know.
We don't know who you are. If you said, hi, y'all, and you said, happy Friday with the hearts, we don't know who you are, and that's because we use a separate program for this live call, so it's not really Facebook, so it doesn't show us your name. That's why there's this link on the screen. We're sorry you can't click it. It's on the link for the live call. You don't have to leave and click it. Just let us know who you are, so we can say hello to you by name, preferably.
Fam, little teamwork here. Let us know who we're talking to.
Yeah.
Because we can't see it, because as you guys may or may not know, I'm going to hit that button over and over again.
Yeah.
As you guys may or may not know, we're doing the YouTubes, right? And because we're doing the YouTubes,
yeah,
our mobile devices are acting as side fill cameras right now. So we can't see who our FBUs are. So shout us out your name. Put a little dash with your name. There we go.
It's Leah.
It's Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Perfect. Good to see you. Good seeing you getting after it in your stories today, man. Looked like a little aggressive hugging was going on.
Doing some jiu-jitsu. Oh, the first one was okay. So it was Val.
Eric with the covering move.
Thank you, sir.
Eric understood the mission. Appreciate you, brother. So we got a Val FBU and a Leah. Yes, Val. You know what happens sometimes on the topic of technical difficulties. The links expire. So appreciate you letting us know so we can call you by your name, because How to Win Friends and Influence People, Dale Carnegie.
Yes.
As Dale Carnegie has told us, the most pleasant sound to all humans is the sound of their own name. So we want to make sure we give you guys a pleasant sound. On that note, little Dale Carnegie, you guys didn't know you were going to be getting How to Win Friends and Influence People, did you?
There you go. It's a good book. If you haven't read it, pick it up.
It is. Call people by their name. Don't forget it like I do all the time. That's bad. That's not how you win friends.
You got to work on your name association.
Yeah, we definitely have to. I'm in a weird headspace right now, because every time people are saying words, I'm wanting to bust out hardcore lyrics.
Oh.
Like when someone said system overload or something, I wanted to sing Snapcase System Overloaded. And then just then, when you said association, I wanted to bust out with guilty by association.
Oh, you guys are
who I know, a little H2O.
If Jonathan's going to bust out the hardcore lyrics, yeah, you guys,
I'm in a little bit of a weird mood, guys. I'm gonna go ahead and let you in that.
Gonna apologize ahead of time for that.
We did get a question.
We did.
Through the back channels today, the back door Willy type of question. So we're going to answer that one.
Yeah, we got a couple comments. We'll get you guys. If you guys have anything you want to know, questions, things you want to hear about, drop them in the chat box. Now's a good time to do it so we can get to you.
FBU number 3. Hey, fam, listening from work. Guys, we got an FBU crew.
So we got
today.
Val and Leah and another FBU. Who is this last FBU so we can talk to you?
You missed my Dale Carnegie because you're working hard.
You don't have to go out and click the link if you don't want to.
Unless you want to.
Just put dash your name. So we know. We like to talk to you guys by name.
Yeah, we like to know who we're talking to. And I mean, if we get like 18 FBUs, we're just going to not even know what's going on. So so thanks for listening to us from work. I hope you're getting paid well to hear me sing H2O lyrics, because that's always a good thing. Lori.
Okay, gotcha.
Listening while driving.
Perfect.
Good on you. So, man, I keep getting these comments. Oh my God, that's Tara.
There's Tara too.
We got Tara, we've got Lori, we've got Val, we've got Leah.
We just need dash your name. Or like Lori put, you know, LMN. We know who that
is.
Like,
yes.
Let us know who you are.
I'm going to do my best, guys.
Oh my goodness.
FBU listening from work is Tara.
Gotcha.
See, when Lori said listening while driving, I thought she was driving while at work.
I did too. See?
And that's mixing up our blue and red right there. We don't want to do that.
No.
We don't want to do that.
I'm also going to apologize ahead of time if I start the sniffles. I'm sorry. I'm doing my best. I feel like you guys would rather have me like sniffly as opposed to letting snot run down my face, because that's not cute for anybody.
And the other option was just have me do the call. We know that's not going to be a good time.
You know that sometimes he needs somebody to, you know, simmer him down a little.
To not let me just sing hardcore lyrics.
Yeah, the whole
finger
call.
Point the whole call.
An hour of hardcore, no.
Yeah, let's not do that.
No.
But Anne brought back a little bit of a funk from our October marathon of travel. Apparently, it waited till the last day we were getting on the plane to hit her, and she's trying to get over it.
I did, and we talked to you guys about this a lot. I'm sorry to derail this, but this is a good point. We talk to you guys about this a lot, especially for those of you that are in cold weather states and it's starting to get gray and kind of yucky. Your body's going to let you know when it has some little flags, and we talk about sleep hygiene and we talk about taking care of yourself. And sure enough, this happened last year, the exact same thing. On our last trip, I ended up getting whomped as well. Why? Because we spent all year not getting enough sleep and doing all the travel and a little running ourselves ragged. So I was getting some yellow flags. And then I got whomped with the red flag, so I got stopped this week. So, y'all get your sleep, pay attention to your body. If you start getting run down, please stop pushing, because I don't want any of you to get sick.
Eric says all that non-YouTube content, the special, not for the YouTubes.
Not for the YouTubes.
Yeah, man, they don't get to hear me sing H2O. That's not going on the YouTube anytime soon.
Probably a good thing.
No snap case for the YouTube channel. Man, how about that YouTube channel? Eric, how about Shane just got up on the piece and I guess appreciated the water because he left a comment. I was like, thank you, Shane. Appreciate you checking it out.
We are working on getting some more videos up as quickly as we can. I know that it takes a long time. It takes a long time to edit video, guys.
Does it take a long time?
Listen, I didn't grow up editing. This one did. I've never seen this process. I didn't realize how long it takes, but we're working on it every day, I promise.
When someone yells at you and tells you to start a YouTube channel, and you know factually they have never made a video, it might sit with you a little different. But we're working on it. We're getting it done.
We'll get better.
Thank you. Thank you for pointing out my editing inadequacies, because she ain't doing no editing. So when she says we'll get better, we know what that means.
Y'all, if I was editing, there would be like stick figure dogs popping up and no, it would be bad.
That sounds like pointing a finger. We'll get better. And she's just pointing at me like, faster, faster.
Cracking that whip.
Sephir says, sorry I'm late. Sephir, you didn't miss much.
Oh, no.
You can come back and catch the 9 minutes and 48 seconds that you missed if you want later, but probably going to be underwhelming, I'm telling you. It's just been a lot of buffoonery.
Shenanigans.
Eric says Shane is on the path. He is, man. He is. He's there, man. But we're pretty stoked on that YouTube. I think last time I checked, and that was pretty frequently ago, I think we were at 356.
I think we are.
356 on the YouTube. So, guys, if you know anybody, if you haven't been able to convince everyone you know to check it out, now's a good time. We're going to make that push to 400. We got some epic videos coming out. One on salads. You guys, just hold on to your hats, man. It's riveting. And
it's good tips.
And one on estimating and doing some foods out. Pretty fun stuff. So we're pretty excited about it. Some nuggets in there. Some Easter eggs, if you will.
You reminded me of holidays because you said Easter eggs and nuggets, eating out. We are going to be doing our holiday call. Probably two Fridays from now. We'll do a holiday call. I think it's November 10th. That's a good time, a couple weeks before Thanksgiving. How to eat with the family, how to maybe share company, not the plate, how to estimate all those giant casseroles that are going to be there. We'll get into it.
Thinking about this now, it might have been a good time to do our holiday call in like March. Because then I might have been able to get a video done in time for the holiday.
Well,
so
we didn't have a YouTube then.
So. Next year, we'll get this figured out. Yeah. Give me time to get a pilgrim hat or something.
Ooh, can we wear hats? You know, maybe we should do something for 500. When we hit 500 subscribers on YouTube, we should do something for you guys.
Like what?
I'm going to think on that. I don't know, but we should do something. Because that's a big number. And you guys are the ones that are driving this.
Eric's got it. YouTube's 356.
Nice.
356.
Thank you for the confirmation.
Yep. So so let's try to get that up to 400. And if that means you guys have to go out and make new friends, I'm here for it, man. Let's make new friends, right?
Spread the Finn word.
All right. Question time.
Question.
Let's answer some questions. Apparently everybody else, you guys are all black belts. Good. But we did get a non-black belt question, and this is a little bit of a different question. It's a cool question, but it's a little bit of a different question. So let's get to it. Roxy asks, what's the sweat on saunas? Is there a benefit to them, pluses or minuses? And before we dive deep into what the situation with saunas actually may or may not be, I gotta go on record here, guys. Full disclosure, I am not a saunaologist.
No.
I have never studied saunatology. I am not Finnish, and I really don't have a lot of expertise in sauna. I like it, I could tell you that much. But so we had to kind of dig a little bit into what the actual research says. And by that, I mean like consult some meta-analysis by people that are a lot smarter than us that have been studying this stuff for a while and dig into some stuff. So again, kind of out of my wheelhouse, my area of expertise, don't even have one in my house. So I can't even tell you like, you know, that I frequently do them all the time. But we did look into a little bit on the topic. And we do have a little bit of anecdotal experience that we're more than happy to share with you guys. So when it comes to what's the situation with saunas, break it down into a couple points on your questions. The first thing you asked is there a benefit to them? And then you broke it down further into what the pluses and minuses might be. So N equals 1 times 2. We can speak on what we feel the benefits are personally, and then we can go in and tell you where or our experience may or may not differ with the actual conducted research. When it comes to sauna, my professional opinion, as prefaced by my complete lack of professional experience, is I really like them. Yeah. Like, I like them a lot. Like, kind of a ridiculous amount.
Like, we need to figure out how to get one in the house.
Yes. So much so, when we used to go on cruises years and years and years ago, when cruises used to actually have saunas as part of the gym and fitness area for everybody, like, I would probably go sit in the sauna 2, sometimes 3 times a day, listening to my iPod. Tells you how many years ago that was, carrying around an iPod, folks, listening to my jams in the sauna. But I really, really liked it. And the reason for it was kind of simple for me. It was quiet. it was hot, you could sweat, you could relax, and you could just kind of decompress from whatever it was going on. And, you know, oddly enough, that's kind of what the research shows. We kind of differ. I prefer the dry sauna, and you kind of prefer the steam or the wet sauna?
Yeah. Well, and there's a good reason for that. So I was born with asthma, and it was a lot worse when I was a young kid, and it's okay now. It comes every now and then, but I do still have it. So breathing for me in a dry atmosphere or in somewhere that there's low humidity, for instance, is tough. It's tougher on my lungs and it's harder to breathe. So I do like the wet saunas better because I breathe better. That's really the simple answer. It's also why I enjoy living in Florida, because it's humid and wet here all the time. It's easier to breathe. So that's really my only preference for it.
So yeah. So again, now that's the N equals one kind of observations here. What I cannot tell you is after repeated exposure to a sauna, I felt amazing, and then we got home, and then I felt terrible, and it's a life changer. I can't tell you anything like that. I can tell you that I enjoyed it. But I will tell you, as we go further down into the research that we discovered, there's some clear defined definitions of what they consider sauna is, and it's by and large based on traditional Finnish practices. So there's not a lot of variation between a wet sauna and a dry sauna, and there's not a lot of direct comparisons between a typical Finnish hot rock sauna and an infrared sauna or anything like that. By and large, most of the research we were able to find is going to be on your traditional Finnish sauna. So what do I mean by that? I mean a room made of wood, and it's like heated by rocks, and you can put the ladle on it if you want to get a little steam, or you want to cool it off a little bit, or whatever. But it's the sauna we all think about. Temperature ranges on saunas, I mean, literally they're hot, guys. We're talking about 194 to 212 is what they're looking at.
And that's Fahrenheit, right?
Yeah, Fahrenheit. Yeah. 90 to 100 would be your centigrade if you guys are metric, which I don't know if any of you guys in the fam are, but hey, man, if you are that big on it, get some. And then it's very dry. It's a very dry, like 10 to 20% humidity range when they're doing this stuff. The actual act of it, we can get into this a little bit later, but again, a lot of this research is based on durations of 5 to 20 minutes. Some people go longer. Man, have fun with that. I hope it's closer to the 194 degree if you're going longer than 20 minutes, but you know what? You know, you do you. And then again, in the Finnish practice, this is something that people miss out on a lot, is after you get in the hot sauna, because they're in Finland, a lot of cold exposure is done and alternating in a contrast method. So a lot of times they will cool off after that. I never once was able to roll in the snow, which I guess is a common thing in Finland after you're done sauning. I was never able to do that to actually tell you if there's any benefit for that. But hey, man, everybody's cold plunging these days. Knock yourself out.
Maybe the next cruise ship that comes out will have a snow room. They could have a sauna and a snow room right next to it.
Speaking of, there was a cold plunge in the last cruise we went on in the big spa. So you could sauna, wet, dry, whatever, and cold plunge. Guess who didn't partake in those? Not us.
No.
Weren't really feeling that vibe. But so now that we kind of have our awesome non-expert opinions, which is go sauna, let's get into a little bit of what we were able to find. When it comes to the benefits, there's a lot more pluses than there are actual minuses. There are some caveats as to who should or maybe should not sauna. But basically, if you think about what a sauna does, it makes you hot, it makes you sweat, dilates your blood vessels, and increases your heart rate. We kind of think a couple other activities that do that. But before we think of too many activities that could do that, let's contrast it with the one main activity that provides a benefit in this context, and that would be exercise. A lot of the suspected and potential or mechanistic considerations for providing these benefits equates sauna to exercise. Because what does exercise do, especially cardiovascular exercise? It's going to make you hot, make you sweat, increase your heart rate, dilate your blood vessels. So all of those things are good for certain cardiovascular diseases and overall cardiovascular health. The difference is, and why it's not exercise, is you're going to miss a lot of benefits that exercise provides, like resistance, any sort of skeletal muscle sort of benefit, any sort of repeated impact, like running for bone density. You're going to miss all of that. And it's not that you're artificially creating these responses with increased heart rate, but it's not actual demand on your cardiovascular system that's creating it as much as, say, running would. But yeah, there are definitely some benefits, and it kind of is in contrast to what you would think you get from exercise.
So in those terms, if you want to talk about increasing your heart rate, we talk about how increasing your heart rate done through exercise is done for a specific reason, and that you get all these other benefits from it. We can kind of liken the heart rate increasing in a sauna to kind of giving you the same effects as, like, hey, I watched a scary movie and my heart rate jumped up. Because you're not actually getting any extra benefits from it, you're just increasing your heart rate. And that can be done by a variety of mechanisms. So you can't sub cardiovascular exercise with sauna time. As nice as that would be sometimes, go sit in a sauna instead of going for a run, it's not the same thing.
And I think, you know, without getting, like, too down the rabbit hole of, well, Starling's Law is actually, you know, being applied, what I think where the comparison of sauna and exercise falls flat, and where it does go right along the lines of what you're saying with heart rate increasing based on a scary movie or something like that, is additional caloric expenditure. Sitting in a sauna with a rapidly beating heart is not going to be the same as engaging in zone 2 activity for the same amount of time with the same level of heart rate, even with heat and dilation and sweat and all that stuff, because you're not moving your body through space. You're not physically working. Your heart may be working, but how many calories, honestly, do we think a heart burns? Maybe if you want to ask that one on another call, we'll dig into that one, because I don't know. But compared to the entire size of your entire body, it's a little teeny dude. I don't think it's going to get that much energy, especially when we're not talking about VTAC heart rates, right? We're talking about, you know, a normal heart rate commensurate with a level of activity that would generate that same stimulus. All kinds of nerdy ways of saying, don't think you can sit in the sauna for 8 hours and you're going to lose some weight. You're going to dehydrate yourself, but it's not going to necessarily increase caloric expenditure like it would if you were equating it directly to exercise.
I feel like you'd be passed out on the floor before you sat in there for 8 hours.
That's a minus. That's a minus right there. You know, all kinds of numbers get thrown out where they're finding correlations between increased decreased mortality, increased health markers such as improved blood pressure, stuff like that. There's all kinds of numbers you can go out and look, but the reality is, anytime you're interpreting all these studies, you want to kind of look at it through a critical lens, and that's studies show correlation, not causation. We can look at a cross-section of people that might enjoy a sauna and go, look, these people that saunaed 3 days a week had a decreased, you know, rate of heart disease. Man, what else could be different about their lifestyle, right? What else do you think somebody who gets in a sauna 3 days a week might also engage in? Probably, right. I don't know, exercise. Probably eats a little bit better than somebody who hasn't been in a sauna in 37 years. So we can look at all these numbers and we can shout them all out, but we want to be careful when we try to put the cart before the horse or determine is it chicken or the egg.
Yeah. And I think that's, when you look at the ratios here, this is why you have to be careful with studies and the cross-section of people they use, because if you take a cross-section of normal, everyday, let's say sedentary people, and you take the same cross-section number of athletic people in the athletic population, and you take the same ratio of both, and you talk about who uses a sauna more often, you're probably going to find more in the athletic category than you will in the sedentary lifestyle category. So that's what throws some of these things off.
Yeah, so I don't necessarily want to say, like, you know, higher frequency sauna users have shown a 40 to 70% reduction in all case mortality, and then everybody go out and buy a hot box for $8,000.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say that. What I'm trying to say is, you know, yeah, they've shown some additional benefits in mortality. They've shown some benefits with respiratory disease, like Ann just said, asthma. Yeah. They've shown some different stuff with everything from skin disease. Well, man, I wonder if you're drying your skin out, if that could help with certain skin conditions that thrive in high humidity environments.
Or extra blood flow.
Or, again,
open up the blood flow to your tissues and things start to feel a little better.
There's improvements in headache. I'm not telling you guys to run out and buy a sauna. Yeah. What I am trying to say is there's a lot of research that shows some pretty good benefits to it. However, there may be other ways to get that benefit without having to go invest in a giant cedar room, which I really wish we had.
Yeah.
As far as drawbacks go, to be honest, if you're not being a dummy, you're probably going to be okay. And what I mean by that is people that shouldn't use saunas, there's some comment about pregnant women, but apparently in Finland, that's good to go. Like, they don't worry about it too much at all. But what they're not doing is sitting in there for 8 hours trying to make weight for, you know, an event when they're pregnant.
No, and this is, you also see the same thing with pregnancy and cold plunging. That's been, because cold plunging is a thing recently, there's been a lot of talk about pregnant women using cold plunges. And both of these scenarios, if you are pregnant, consult your medical professional. This is between you and your physician as to what's safe, what you can and can't do. That's about all we can, you know, that's about all we're going to say about it.
You know, the other thing would be some cardio conditions. Depending on what your cardiologist says about the health and function of your heart, if you can't support increased heart rate, you can't support activity, you have a frail system, maybe don't get in a situation where your heart is going to beat rapidly. So again, trust your physician, listen to your doctor, listen to your cardiologist.
Yeah. I think some of the other drawbacks that we can talk about, and these are probably not things that you don't already know. There's usually little safety warning signs on the saunas about, here's the max time you should be in here, please don't use this if, right? There are a couple big things. If you are already dehydrated, so you just went and ran a marathon and sweat your butt off, maybe don't get in a sauna for a long time and continue to dehydrate yourself. If you're right,
just maybe.
You're going to sweat. So you can imagine if you're already dehydrated and hurting and you get in the sauna, now it's hot, your heart rate's up, and you dehydrate even more, the likelihood of you passing out on the floor is probably pretty good. We don't want to stress your heart like that and do that. And if you're drinking alcohol, don't sit in a sauna. Just don't. They say that on the hot tubs too, and I see a lot of people drinking in hot tubs. A lot of that reason is, one, yes, alcohol can dehydrate you, so you might be dehydrated. But two, your inhibitions and decision-making skills, probably not so quick when you're drinking. So you may not pay attention to how long you are in this hot box while you are drinking. And the chances are you could stay in there too long and pass out, get hurt, right? Seizure, coma, death. We go down that road. So drinking, dehydrated, probably the two biggest ones, I would say. Maybe don't want to sit in a sauna.
One of the funny ones that just backs up what Ann said, and this goes to show you that science can sometimes take a while to catch up with anecdote and common sense. And there are literally studies show that concurrent alcohol and sauna use can lead to trauma from falling or heat injury from remaining in the sauna for too long.
Really? See, and now listen, I did not go through all of the study material with Jonathan before we did this call, but logic says, right, we just kind of follow the logic rabbit hole.
It took a bunch of Finnish people, a bunch of beers
to figure out,
a bunch of grants to figure out that drinking in sauna might be a bad idea.
Yeah.
And the other reason for that is the physiological effects of alcohol on top of decreased inhibition can also lower blood pressure. And since being in a hot sauna is going to do that already, when the radiators come on and all the dilation goes, you may pass out and buy yourself a couple extra hours you weren't looking for.
Not good.
You know, but at the end of the day, I think it's going to come down to a couple things. Much like my thoughts, you know, when it comes to cold plunge, cold shower, waking up early, getting activity in when you don't necessarily feel like it, I think there's a lot of benefit to doing things that kind of make you uncomfortable and challenging. And if you've ever been in a sauna for an extended period of time, not just an in and out. Sometimes, you know, it can have a little degree of that to it. And that's kind of one of those, you know, without getting too nerdy, talk about hormesis and stressors or whatever, but it's one of those stressors where, you know, you're challenging your system to a degree to kind of get a benefit from it, yes, but also the benefit could be sitting in there, sitting with your own thoughts, sitting in there, being uncomfortable, being hot, breathing through it. That is beneficial, guys. It's kind of like we talk about in jiu-jitsu all the time, learning to be comfortable with being uncomfortable and learning how to sit through these things and process these things. The more exposure you have to things that challenge you, the more resilient you're going to become. Nobody builds strong character from having a charmed life. And this is just one way you can add something into your day that could add a little challenge.
And have some positive benefits at the end of the day.
You know, but I think ultimately it's like anything else. How do you feel about it? Do you like it?
Yeah.
Does it make you feel good after? Is it something you enjoy before a workout to get warmed up? Is it something you enjoy after a workout to maintain being limber and mobile? Is it something you have access to? Because again, nothing combing through this research made me pull my credit card out and go spend $8,000 on a home unit. But if it does provide you that benefit, then that might be something for you. So I think, like anything else, the best thing for you is something you're going to enjoy, that you're going to stick with, and that's going to make you better. And yeah, we just talked about it being challenging, and maybe you don't enjoy it every minute of it, but if you enjoy the outcome it brings you and the person it helps you become, then it may be a pretty awesome thing for you to look into.
Yeah. There is one little side note on saunas, and this actually applies to hot showers as well, but I learned early on from a young age not to get into a hot shower or a sauna after a workout and lay down. This is just a random how saunas kind of work to dilate your blood vessels tip, because I don't want anybody to go buy a sauna, do a real hard workout, get in the sauna, and then go lay down in bed, right? Saunas, heat, hot showers, whatever, they work to open your blood vessels and dilate everything in your body. What happens is all of the blood and the lymph and all of the fluid in your body gets sucked into your tissues as your blood vessels open. So if you have just done a tough workout, or you've done a run or whatever it is, and you get in this heat, and now your muscles are already inflamed because you worked them out, and you suck all that fluid and blood into those tissues, and then you lay down, everything pools, and this is when you get stiff. This is when you wake up in the morning and you feel like you got hit by a Mack truck. So if you're gonna go get a sauna, one, let us know, because we're coming to your house.
Word.
And two, give it some time afterwards and go walk around. So if you're gonna get in this hot sauna, get up and move a little, go do the dishes, do the laundry, play with the dog.
Roll in the snow.
Before you lay down, roll in the snow. And this is probably honestly why they do the contrast, because that cold starts to constrict your blood vessels and take away some of that fluid in there. So you get a little bit of both and you don't get stiff and tight after. So fun fact, pro tip, just in case y'all are gonna go buy some saunas.
Those Finnish people are smart. You guys should listen to them. One more caveat that I strongly want everyone to consider is you may or may not have heard of people grabbing a sweatsuit, pulling in an exercise bike, and doing long, intense sessions exposed to heat or in a sauna. Plenty of times I've had to sit with people in a sauna, in a sweatsuit, on a bike to cut weights for a fight, for a tournament, for an event. One, extremely dangerous for all the reasons we mentioned. Two, not going to provide any long-term benefit. It's just going to dehydrate you. It's just going to be water weight, and it's just going to be a temporary measure to make weight. But three, the most important is, if you are not experienced in rehydrating and you are not experienced in how to properly rehydrate yourself, not only is all the weight you lost immediately going to come back, but you are going to look, feel, and perform like hot garbage. And it's not going to be worth it. And you definitely aren't going to perform your best. So I'm going to highly advise, unless you are very experienced in this method, you just avoid it altogether.
Yeah, we do not advocate this method at all for any of our people. You can cause a lot of really dangerous electrolyte shifts as well, rehydrating. And it sounds kind of dumb, like, hey, I sweat out all this water and I'm dying and dehydrated and I feel like garbage. I'm going to drink all of it back or drink all these fluids with electrolytes. You can cause a lot of really dangerous shifts for your heart. So please don't do that. We are not advocating that at all.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news and bust out that cautionary tale and be the fun police. But,
yeah, guys, if it's not paying your bills, you are not a paid athlete who gets paid to do this and not under the supervision of trainers and or doctors. Let's not.
Just not worth it. Just not worth it to go pay $115 to win a plastic trophy. Let's not do it.
No.
But great question. Thanks for that one, and I hope it helped. Kevin says, sit in there too long, I start to get lightheaded.
You're dehydrating yourself, and your body gets real mad.
Dehydrating yourself, and you open up all those blood vessels, and the blood doesn't get as quickly to your head, and lights do go out. We don't want that to happen.
Your brain's really good at shutting itself down when something's not right. No blood, no sugar, shut down.
No blood, no sugar. Roxy says, when are you coming? I'll put it on my calendar. Do you have a sauna?
Now listen, that's a big trip, and I need to know when it's gonna. When are the 3 months that it's warm up there?
But listen,
I'm not coming up there.
She can go roll in the snow.
You can do the snow. Do it.
That's awesome. You gotta give us the report. On what happens when you sauna and roll in the snow.
Oh my gosh, I want to hear about this.
We have friends that that have a sauna. The McGreevies.
Yes.
They have a sauna, the cool round one, like the Hobbit House in their backyard. Man, I think they love it.
We'll see.
Roxy says they have a sauna. Well, good to go.
Okay,
good
so
to go.
Y'all have heard me say if we win the lottery, I'm going to get all the dogs. We're going to save all the pit bulls. I'm going to amend it and say we will save all the pit bulls and have a sauna. There you go. Y'all will know. You'll know.
Y'all heard it. Y'all heard it. She says she has not rolled in the snow. I want you and Mark to get out there and sauna and roll in the snow. And the cool thing is, if it's too cold, you just jump right back in that 200-degree sauna. No, so they're actually, you know, again, you asked about benefits, pros and cons, and pluses and minuses. We probably should have asked you what your pluses and minuses were.
Have you found a benefit?
You know, obviously, if you struck off all the criteria that we listed in the negative column, pregnant, alcohol,
dehydrated,
and physician-advised heart conditions, then all the other benefits are going to apply to you directly. Since you can use it regularly, you'll be able to tell how you feel a whole lot better than we will. Nothing I found personally, because I love it, or through professionals doing research showed any negatives. Guys, are y'all seeing that ridiculous thumbs up?
Can anybody see
just let me know
up when
let
it
me
does
know
it?
If you guys are seeing it,
can you see it when it gives a thumbs up? It doesn't like my thumbs, apparently.
Mac updated this new thing, and apparently you can do gestures.
You're gonna try it. Oh, can y'all see that? Do you see the hearts?
And it will do it. So let us know if you can see these things. I am really hoping.
You heard him start to stutter a little bit ago. It's because when he counted, he said one, and he put his thumb up, and the thumb popped up.
I'm really hoping it's not making it here, but I was on a Zoom the other day, and
we got some reactions. So
I was on a Zoom the other day, and the guy was like, how are you doing that thumbs up thing? And I'm like, it's a new update, and it's actually really annoying. It happened on our team call, and I wasn't aware of what it was. And then
did
I researched
we get a comment?
It.
Can somebody?
Yes to the hearts. Awesome. I'm really hoping
I
it
love
didn't.
It. I want it. Will it do it if I do it? Oh, that's so cute.
The downside of this, and I've got to turn it off, is you see it's going into our...
In our recording.
Yeah. So whenever that thumbs up went, hey, man, that's why we got a couple angles.
We'll see.
Because nobody wants this on the YouTube.
I love it, though. Oh, it makes me so happy,
though. Oh, man, ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Mac knows me.
Roxy says, we just like the warmth and breathing. I think my joints feel better, too, but I just may think that.
So, Roxy, your joints will feel better. So, in the colder months, when you have arthritis or joint problems, your joints get stiff and achy and creaky because the lubrication in between your joints is not warmed up. That's kind of what a warm-up does too before your training. Everything in there is kind of cold. When you warm up lubrication in your joints, everything starts to swell a little and it takes up that space and it feels better. So yeah, that's, you're probably not just imagining that.
We need to find access to a sauna for this frickin' tendon. Because that might get a lot. You remember?
Ooh, we're going to put a heating pad on Jonathan's shoulders.
Do you remember what Rebecca was saying about how she got the tear in the meat and how she aggressively went heat and cold and it helped her tremendously?
We're going to try that tonight. I have a heating pad.
I jacked that tendon up again today, guys, trying to work out a little bit, and it was terrible. It feels almost worse than it has in months. So
again,
don't do that.
Red flags, guys. Your body gives you flags. Jonathan got a few flags, didn't listen to them, and now he got a red flag.
If you guys need any tips on what not to do, I'm here for it. That's the only question we have.
Yeah.
The rest of you guys are black belts. I'm happy about that. But if you got anything, if you just hit your mind here, you got anything, drop it to us and let us know. Outside of that, I don't think we got anything for you guys.
No, we got date night tonight. We do have, sorry, I was trying not to sniff and cough at the same time. We do have muster coming up. I knew I was going somewhere with this train of thought. Do have muster coming up. San Diego, January 21st through the 23rd. You guys are going to hear us talk about this a lot because they are going to sell out. This one will sell out like everything else. The hotel block sells out with the rooms, so you're going to want to get on it. We do have a code. Echelon Front does not have to do this, but they supply a discount code for the first in family for you guys. So if you want to take advantage, let us know. Hit us up. We'll give you the code. Come out to San Diego. It'll be my first time in San Diego. You can come party with us.
It's going to be a good time. When you hear us stop talking about it, it's because it's sold out.
Yeah.
It's because we don't have that kind of yank. We're not going to be like, hey, let's slide our friends in. So if you guys want to get in, let us know. And we'll get you the information so you can come hang out at the muster with us. And if you guys have been living under that rock and don't know what the muster is, reach out and let us know or ask any of the members of the fam that have been. And I guarantee you they will tell you it's a pretty awesome experience. Yeah. And, you know, doing it together has been a game changer. So I'm really excited. We've got some fam coming out to San Diego. And then, you know, going to get after it with you guys. Outside of that, I don't think we have anything. I'll go ahead and hit the free-for-all. If you guys have anything, we'll be more than happy to address it with you. But if not, we might just cruise on out.
Get on to date night.
Get on to date night.
Yeah.
Get back to editing. Good stuff. Good times. Hold on.
Roxy said, just go.
Roxy says, just go, you know, to the muster.
We love, just go to the muster. Yeah. Yes. Gotcha.
And then Anna says, crazy busy, joining super late. Oh. Hey, guys. What's up, Anna? You're good.
You're good.
You're good. I am not happy. I am not excited about this new
Guys, our program thing is doing some weird things. The update kind of messed it all. We'll get there. We're working on it. Sorry, we didn't catch it earlier.
Maybe if you wouldn't make me edit so many videos, I would be able to be on top of ECAM.
He's just abused. Slave driver.
Eric says, tell me you've been to muster without saying you've been. I mean, you know, if you know, you know.
Burpees, go. Burpees, go.
And if you don't know, it's a good thing to find out. Eric, did you ever get confirmed? I mean, you don't have to tell me right now in front of everybody. But I know you were interested in coming, and that would be pretty awesome.
I did get a message from one of our fam who happens to be on this call. Screenshot, they are in, going to Muster San Diego.
Pretty pumped.
Super excited.
Pretty pumped about that. Yeah, we want to go ahead and start gearing up, getting ready for that.
You know, more than anything, I'm excited for you guys to be there. I'm excited to be with you to get to experience it, because everybody has a little different experience at Muster. And I'll tell you, the balance assessment, you do a balance assessment about your life, your work, where you're at, where you maybe are falling short a little or out of balance. Mine is different every single time, but I've typically been in the same block, the same area. This last time, I was in a completely different block. Every time we go, I'm a totally different person. But the coolest thing is you guys getting to meet the EF team, because they are 100%, all of them, genuinely awesome people who walk the walk and do exactly what they say and what they are teaching to you and sharing with you. So it's going to be super awesome. There she is.
Sephra's super excited.
Sephra's in.
And she goes, she's also excited it's so close because she's out on that coast.
Yeah.
What I'm excited about when you said it's so close is that we think we're like home for a little bit, but we're not. Like January is literally...
It's coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah.
So it is definitely close to you geographically and close to us all in terms of time.
Yep.
Eric said, trying to get work to pay for San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
Tell him what's up.
Dang, he
said, Dallas in the fall is 110%. Stoked, man.
I'd love to see you for both. Let's make this happen.
Let's make it happen. If you need me to talk to your work, sonatologist
probably
is
don't
on
that.
The way. Let him know. I'll talk to him.
Probably not a good idea.
My degree in sonatology. Not to be confused with where you're from, Clearwater, in the Scientology.
Scientology is a whole different thing.
It's different. I would personally rather invest in an education in sauna.
Yes.
But that's just me. No judgment.
I think that's all we got.
I think that's it, guys. We're going to go ahead and get on out and do the thing.
Thank you for the question. I appreciate it, Roxy.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. If you get any more questions for next week, let us know. We will be here for the foreseeable future up until Christmas time that we know of.
Yep.
So if you got any questions for us, save them up, drop them down. We'll try to do the best we can. And do us a favor and do like Roxy. If you're asking us something that we don't know anything about, give us a heads up so we can at least do some work on it. If she had asked us about saunas in the middle of the live, it would have literally been like, man, I like sitting in them on a cruise. That's all I got.
Yeah, got
so
no phone.
Anything you think we may not be well-versed in, which is a lot of things, go ahead and give us a heads up, and we'll do whatever we can to get you guys at least somewhat of a consensus from some experts. On that note, thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being awesome. And thanks, first and foremost, for being first in. We'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great night. Bye.